and the final part of the model shows that lava has filled the crater and flowed beyond the edges of the crater, and the original crater structure, we can see the walls here, is completely drowned by the large volume of lava, so that there's no outward shape of the crater visible from the surface.
It meant the Permian crater would have entirely filled with lava. The reason nobody had found a crater was because there wasn't one. It was a fascinating idea, but was it also too neat? When a large meteor hits the Earth, it leaves more than one fingerprint. It also leaves a trail of shattered rock and dust, which are blasted around the globe by the force of the collision. If Jones was right, the Permian meteor should have left similar traces. But despite looking in Permian rocks the length and breadth of the planet, nobody could find a single trace of the meteor.